Last week, you may have heard me dialing into the show from the National Cancer Research Institute conference in Birmingham. And it was absolutely fantastic finding out all about the latest science and hobnobbing with some of the top bods in the world. It was very exciting. And one of the most interesting talks was from Professor Greg Verdine, and he's from Harvard University. And he actually highlighted a really important elephant in the room when it comes to cancer research. Now, you know, we're always talking here on the show about new genes found in cancer, new proteins, new molecules. And the idea is, you know, you'll always be able to design a drug to hit them. That'd be fantastic, you know, brilliant treatment for cancer. But around 80% of these potential targets are what scientists call undruggable. Simply, they can't be hit with the kind of drugs we already have. So at the moment, we have kind of small drugs, these small chemicals, which are things like TARSAVA, you know, the little molecules that hit targets inside cells.
So lots of things for us to be gunning for, but we've got no weapons
exactly,
to shoot them with.
Exactly, and we have antibodies like Herceptin that kind of attack on the surface of cancer cells, but there's about 80% of these molecules that we can't hit. So what Verdine and his team have done, they've got an entirely new type of drug, and they've got little, it's kind of a halfway house. They've got little stretches of protein. And normally if you have a little stretch of protein, it sort of flaps about wildly all over the place. But what they've done is, using chemistry, they've stapled the two ends of this protein together so it doesn't flap so much, and it keeps the right structure so it can go into the target. And because of the shape and the properties of these things, they can potentially hit a much larger range of targets than drugs we already have. And in fact, they showed us some really whizzy stuff where you could have multiple, what they call staples, along the length of a peptide. And these things are stable. You can heat them up to about 90 degrees, and they're resistant to enzymes like trypsin. And this is important because the holy grail of a cancer drug is something you can give to people by mouth in a tablet. And this means that these drugs would probably be very stable in
that
form. But
if they're that stable, Kat, how does the body get rid of them? Is there not a danger they could build up to very, very toxic levels and have side effects?
Well, so far it seems that they're okay in mice in clinical trials. Obviously, that's something that would need to be addressed with further studies, and they're hoping to start some clinical trials next year, or maybe in the next couple of years. But the idea is that eventually, you know, they would be broken down and passed out through the body, hopefully.
And hopefully there wasn't really an elephant in the...
No, there wasn't really an elephant in the room.
Okay. Now, also,